Hey everybody. Hello. So good to see everybody. I'm Coach Yesenia, and this is the co-journaling call on the discovery worksheet. Thank you guys for waiting 2 or 3 minutes on me. I had a quick issue I had to resolve before I was able to come on here, but we are good to go. Let me just get some of our
Gosh, you would
settings.
think.
Okay, let me go ahead and. Okay, so for now I'm going to set it so that everybody's muted, and later in the chat when people are unmuting and stuff, I'll give you permission. But just to keep things easy, I went ahead and did that. So good to see everybody. Good morning. Hey, Erica. Where are you guys coming from? Where are you guys listening in from? I would love to see in the chat where you're listening in from. These calls are so fun. Look at all these lovely faces. It's so cool. So, yeah, that's awesome. Usually, you come on these calls and you just see the number at the bottom of how many people are watching and listening, and now I get to see everybody and I'm seeing some familiar faces. This is great. Okay, so I'm Coach Yesenia. And this is the co-journaling call on the discovery worksheet. This is going to be a fun call because I know one or two of us here has had some shitty thinking on the discovery worksheet and what it means when we need to do one, right? So I think it's going to be great. We're going to get a lot out of it. And this is how it's going to work. So I have some journaling prompts for you that I am going to be putting in the chat shortly. I also have some resources for you if you're kind of new to the Discovery Worksheet, or if you want more information on how to fill one out. I have some resources that I'll be sharing with you, but today we're not really going to be filling one out. What we're going to do is we're going to do some journaling around the Discovery Worksheet so that we can get more out of the Discovery Worksheet and work on our thinking around the Discovery Worksheet. It's such a great area for us to cover because the discovery worksheets are actually one of your biggest tools for your weight loss, right? They help you learn from your overeats and your off-plan eats. And when we learn, we're able to level up and show up differently next time and lose more weight. I remember when I was still just a member in OBS, one of the things that I would hear the most was like, the number of discovery worksheets that you did was like a direct correlation to the number of pounds you could lose. Like the more discovery worksheets you did, the more weight you were losing because you were failing up, you were failing forward, you were failing better, you were learning, you were applying new things. And so that's one perspective shift right there for you on the discovery worksheet. Sometimes we think that it's like this thing that we have to do, and but it's actually, we can get a lot out of it. So I'm excited to dig into this with you today. Like I said, I'm Coach Yesenia. I live in Georgia. I'm a single mom to two girls, and I am one of the coaches here at NoBS. I do some of these calls. I run the newsletter that comes to you every week, and I also work with several clients one-on-one. And so this is one of my favorite things to do is to work with you guys, whether it's in a group like this or one-on-one, and just help you uncover the things that are holding you back so that you can show up the way you want and create the weight loss that you want to see and create the life that you want. So I'm excited. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and dig into the prompts. So I'm gonna say them out loud. But I'm going to go ahead and paste them into the chat too, along with those resources that I mentioned. So let me grab those and put them in here. Okay, so I just put them in. Let me know if you don't see them, but I'm just going to start reviewing them. There's four that we're going to start doing. So in just a minute after I'm done reading these prompts, I'm going to set a 5-minute timer. And we're going to journal on these prompts. You can journal if there's one that really stands out to you and you journal on that for the whole 5 minutes, that's great. If you want to journal on all of these, that's fine too. So these are the prompts, and I will keep saying these out loud, and I'll paste them into the chat a few more times as we're working on these, just to make sure that you don't miss them. So number one, what do I think the purpose of the discovery worksheet is? Number two, why am I hesitant or resistant to do a discovery worksheet? This one may apply to a lot of you, it may not apply to some of you. Number three, how do I really feel going into a discovery worksheet? If I'm not actively curious and conscious, then what am I feeling? Number four, if I felt actively curious and conscious about doing my discovery worksheet, what would I discover? So those are your journal prompts, and you'll also see a couple of resources there at the bottom where we go over how to actually fill out a discovery worksheet and some Q&As about the discovery worksheet if you're new to that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and set my 5-minute timer. The prompts are in the chat, and I'll say them one more time in just a minute. So I'm going to go ahead and set the timer for now. I'm going to go ahead and hit start. You have 5 minutes to journal on these prompts, and then we will go over them and see what we got out of it. All right, just hit start. So once again, those prompts are, what do I think the purpose of the discovery worksheet is? Why am I hesitant or resistant to do a discovery worksheet? How do I really feel going into a discovery worksheet? If I'm not actively curious and conscious, then what am I feeling? If I felt actively curious and conscious doing my discovery worksheet, what would I discover? We have about 3 minutes left. Once again, the prompts are in the chat. I just reposted the prompts in the chat, and I'm going to review them one more time. We have about 90 seconds left. The prompts are, what do I think the purpose of the discovery worksheet is? Why am I hesitant or resistant to do a discovery worksheet? How do I really feel going into a discovery worksheet? If I'm not actively curious and conscious, then what am I feeling? If I felt actively curious and conscious doing my discovery worksheet, what would I discover? About 30 seconds left. Okay, and that is time. So this is what we're going to do next. I'm going to go ahead and post the prompts in the chat one more time just for anybody who's popping in. So what we're going to do next, here's what I want you to start doing, is go through your journal entry and start by underlining what you think the facts are. What do you think is the fact? A fact, remember, is it's neutral, it's boring, it can be proven in a court of law. There wouldn't really be a debate about it. It's just very boring and clear, and just it doesn't generate a feeling or emotion. A thought, on the other hand, will. It will generate a thought or a feeling or emotion. A fact might even be like just a part of your sentence. It might not be the whole sentence. So go through your journal entry now and see if you have any facts. And we're going to be going through that in just a minute. I'll start calling on people so we can go through and see if what we think are facts. I think it'll be fun. It's fun sometimes, right? When what we thought was a fact wasn't really a fact, right? Okay. Go ahead and... if you want to share your fact, go ahead and use the reaction button at the bottom and raise your hand, and then I'll ask you to unmute if I see you. And we can just, you know, I'll give you feedback on your fact, if it's really a fact or not, or what would be the fact. Okay. I'm already seeing. Okay, so Laura, I just ask you to unmute. Okay, Laura, hey. What's your
fact? Hi. Is my fact, or maybe my fact is, my stats decline when a discovery worksheet is needed.
What was the beginning? Your what?
My stats decline. My habit tracker numbers.
Your stats decline when you do a discovery worksheet? Is that what it is?
When I need to do one. So if I need to do one, it means I overate or ate off plan, and then I don't get to fill in that circle or check that box.
I still think that one's a thought, because whenever you say your stats decline, I'm like, what does that mean?
Decline is a, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you had to ask for clarification.
Yeah. So I still think that's a thought. I think just about everything you said was a thought.
Okay.
The only fact there would be just like the discovery worksheet and whatever it was that you ate. Like, you know, I ate this at this time. And
then how I feel about my stats would be. So the discovery worksheet,
your stats themselves would be the facts.
Right.
You could even include in there like what you ate at what time would be a fact. And then everything else was like your thought about it. My stats decline. I don't get to fill in the bubble.
Okay. Thank you, Yesenia.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help. Yeah, sometimes the fact is just, it's just like something short, right? Okay, let's go ahead and move on to, I think Tiff was next. I'm going to go ahead and ask you to unmute.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. My fact, I've only got one fact, is I don't do discos or disco discovery worksheets.
Does that generate a feeling or emotion for you when you say that? I don't do discovery worksheets.
It makes me feel like I'm not doing the work. So maybe disappointed a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I would put that as a fact. I think my fact would be like zero discovery worksheets, you know?
Zero discovery worksheets.
Yeah. Like how long you've been in the membership? Zero discovery worksheets. And then your thought would be like, yeah, I don't do them. Your thought is, I don't do them, parentheses, and maybe I should. Something like that. Because I think that's why you're feeling, you know, disappointed. Yeah, but like the fact there, you guys would be just zero discovery worksheets. Very clear, very boring, very just to the point, just very factual, the number. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. What about you, Kim? I'm going to go ahead and ask you to unmute.
Hi.
Hi.
So at first I had underlined that I'm upset that I have to do one, or that I use it as a crutch for giving my myself permission to overeat. But I really think the fact is I do discovery worksheets. And then the thoughts are, I'm upset that I have to do one, and that I use it as a crutch.
Yeah, those are definitely thoughts. Those two at the end, I use them as a crutch. Yeah.
Okay. And then,
I mean, the fact could even be, because I think I do discovery worksheets, that's like you've really neutralized it, but you could even like to really make it a fact, it would be like, I've done this number of discovery worksheets, or like it could even be like this week, like last week, I completed 3 discovery worksheets, because like we could prove that, right? We could like bring them to a court of law and like, here's the 3 discovery worksheets I did, and someone took a picture of me doing them and it has a timestamp on it. So it could be like the number, but yeah, I think also I do discovery worksheets. That could work as well.
All right. And then what about, I don't know if this is, but I'm not sure if I'm justifying, excusing, or blaming, you know, down there in it, when I ask which one, why you're doing the discovery worksheet. So would that be a fact that I'm not sure, or is that a thought?
I think that's still a thought. I think the fact there would be the question itself, the question on the discovery worksheet, or the discovery worksheet itself, like discovery worksheet is your fact, or this question on the discovery worksheet. And then your thought is, I'm not sure.
Okay.
How does it feel when you think, I'm not sure if I'm...
Frustrating, right? Because I want to be able to nail it down, but I'm not sure. So I just am not sure which one it is, right? I mean, because the difference between blaming my thoughts or excusing my behavior or justifying my behavior.
How do you guys answer this question? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the chat. This question, like, how am I blaming, excusing, or justifying? I don't think it's even about your behavior. Yeah, how do you decide which one it is, you guys? And I'm not sure that it's like, it's not even around your behavior. It's like, in the moment, was I blaming like having a bad day? Was I like blaming, you know, my family was acting all crazy? And so I was just like, I just need to like, you know,
Was I excusing it because of that, right?
Did I come up with an excuse? Was I justified, like, oh, it's been such a long day and I didn't have breakfast, so it's fine if I overeat at lunch? Like, that's like a justification.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I think you can make an argument for any three of them. I had a bad day, so.
I would even argue, like, does it even really matter? As long as you're coming up with a useful answer. Maybe you don't know exactly what it is, but you find out the reason or what you were thinking or what you said. Mm-hmm. That's ultimately what's most helpful. I would also take a look at those couple of resources that I shared. I'll post them again in just a minute.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they might go over that question in those resources.
Okay.
And how to answer that and how to, like, distinguish. And then let me see what between the two. Yeah. Let me look. Susie says, I'm almost always justifying. I don't think it matters which it is. I think it's what comes next. Someone else said, yeah, I dislike that question. I don't know. I already know the answer much of the time. So what am I learning that I will apply? I always feel like I'm justifying. Okay, that's a good question, you guys. You know, how many of you guys struggle with that question? Definitely go check out that resource and see what it says about that question. But ultimately, I would say what's important, even if you don't nail which one exactly you think it is, just figure out what the thinking was. And that's perfectly helpful.
Okay. And really just answer the second part, right? What would I like to think instead?
Yeah, like, can I just find out what the thought was, which the other questions help you do? And then, like, yeah, what would I do differently?
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, someone said, I think just acknowledging it is what matters. Okay. Let's see. Wendy, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Okay.
Right.
Hi.
Okay, so my I think it's a fact, but it might be a thought, is I do a mini discovery worksheet when I'm doing my assessment, because I don't always have time to do the other. And I do some discovery worksheets, so it's not like I don't. Like, if I have the time, I absolutely do it. But sometimes I do not, because I try to get to sleep on time, or if I do it in the morning, I have a certain time that I need to jump in the shower for work. So I know that it's a justification, but I feel like it's a fact in my life, and I feel like I do a little bit of the work. But yeah, so that was what I came up with.
So what do you think it is again? The fact?
I think the fact is that I do a mini discovery worksheet when I do my assessment. So, like, because it says, did I follow my plan? Why or why not? And then I'll write in there, you know, because I was thinking that yada, yada, or, you know, I was angry. So I feel like I'm answering the same question, sort of, just not quite as in detail. So then I say to myself, well, if I'm short on time, that counts.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so I think that would be a fact. Like, I do a mini discovery worksheet when I do my assessment.
Okay,
good. And see, does that generate an emotion or a feeling for you?
So I feel like I'm keeping myself accountable. Like, I do like it, and
okay,
I think
so. That's only your thought about it. You know, it's helping me keep myself accountable.
Yeah. I wish that there was a separate book of just discovery worksheets so that I could, like, date them or something. I don't know. I wish, I do like doing them. So, all right, cool. Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to your thought about it. Like, give me one juicy thought about, you know, thought like that came up with your journal entry around these prompts. Go ahead and find a thought that you want to share. And I would love to hear what feeling it creates for you too. And then if you're up for it, we can work on the thought, creating like a new hotness thought around it. Okay. Yeah, somebody just shared the link in the chat to the actual discovery worksheet. You can just print them out. Okay, so go ahead and raise your hand if you want to share a thought and we can work on it. Okay, Susie, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
My thought is, I don't want to think about something that I feel like I did wrong. During my work life, I was very embarrassed if I made an error or did something wrong. And sometimes, or anyway, that's what came out here in my journaling about the worksheet.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you guys think about this thought in the chat. How would you work on this thought? What grabbed my attention was the fact that you think you did something wrong. So you could even work on just that piece of it. Why do you think you did something wrong?
That I just don't like, I want to think I don't ever do anything wrong. It's what I want to think.
Yeah.
And I realize that's not the case. That's not even possible.
Yeah, like maybe we don't describe it as I did something wrong anymore, you know?
There, and I don't really, in my writing on the worksheets, I don't beat myself up. But I think when I'm feeling hesitant about doing them, I believe that's the cause of the hesitancy.
Yeah.
And it is something I want to work on, that thought about it. I want to be more curious. I want to be like I'm seeking to learn from them, not that I'm admitting fault.
Exactly. We don't want to make it mean that we did something wrong or that we were good or bad, right? That's coming from a place of judgment.
Right.
Switching to a place of curiosity is perfect. Here's what comes to mind for me. If you want to feel curious, is try this thought instead. I made a different choice. I wonder why.
Okay.
Zero judgment. And then you're asking yourself why. Like, then you get to get curious about it. I wonder why.
Okay.
How does that feel?
That it just feels kind of light and airy as compared to, you know, doom and gloom.
Yes. Exactly. That's such a great question. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people share that same thought, right? Like, oh, feels like a punishment. I did something wrong. I failed. Like, no, I just made a different choice. I wonder why. That's all it is. Thank you so much for asking that.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead. Okay, Kim, I'm going to ask you to unmute again. And if you have any thoughts like this that you want to work on, go ahead and raise your hand. All right, Kim.
Sorry about that. I think you just answered it as far as, you know, that I'm upset that I have to do it and that I feel shame, right? And so instead of coming from that place of judgment, like you just talked with the last girl, I should really just say, I wonder why I made this choice. So I think what I'll do is I'll start writing that at the top of the worksheet to remind myself to be curious and not just sit in the shame and judgment, right?
Yeah. I love that you brought up the word shame too, because that's another thing that comes along with the judgment, right? The self-judgment is feeling shame, thinking we did something wrong or that we messed up. I highly recommend, if you haven't listened to Karen Kinnick's call that we did recently with her inside the membership, she talks about shame. She talks about it in her book as well, Words to Eat By. But somebody asked about shame on that Q&A, and she just reiterated, like she did in her book, like shame, it's just a tap on the shoulder. That's all it is. It's just a tap on the shoulder. It's like a little indicator, like, oh yeah, like that's it's information. Like like, oh yeah, that's probably why I don't want to do that next time. Like, it gives you information, like, oh yeah, like, maybe, like, it didn't serve a helpful purpose. It's just a tap on the shoulder. Like, she talked about shame having the evolutionary purpose of just being, like, a little tap on the shoulder. Hmm. Like, any kind of emotion is just, it's just giving you information. Like, what's helpful to you, what's not helpful to you. It doesn't mean that you yourself are a bad person, or that, you know, you can't lose your weight, or that, you know, you're always going to mess up. Like, it's just a little tap.
Never thought about it that way.
Just a little tap to, like, oh, maybe you want to go in a different direction.
Yeah, maybe this isn't what you want to do.
Yeah, and it ties in really well to what I said earlier. Like, oh, I made a different choice. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Wendy.
Hi.
Hi.
So I think that the feeling that I sometimes have from it is that I don't believe what it tells me. Like, even though, like, so when I do the, like, I don't believe what it, like, the, like, when it says, what pattern am I noticing? Because I just feel like I'm writing the same three things the whole time. So how's this going to help or whatever? So that's probably the worst thought I have about it.
How is this going to help? I'm writing the same three things over and over. I bet that comes up for a lot of us. For a lot of us, we either feel like the shame, the failure, I did something wrong. And then for a bunch of others, right, it's like, oh, like, I'm just kind of going through the motions. You probably feel kind of blah going into it. You just feel kind of, you know, indifferent. So I'm glad you brought this up, because I feel like a lot of us fall into one of those two camps. How does it feel when you say, like, oh, I'm just writing the same three things over and over?
I feel like I should know better, because duh. Right? Like, it's just telling me information that, yeah, I know that I'm doing these things and I'm pointing it out. So I guess a little bit of shame, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, because you gave me more thoughts. You said the feeling of shame comes up, like the same three things. How do you guys feel? Those of you who also feel like, you know, sometimes you just go through the motion, you're just writing the same three things. How does that feel? I'd love to hear in the chat. Pointless. Yeah. Maybe indifferent. What do you think, Wendy? Is the shame might be coming from, like, a different place? Like,
okay,
I should know better. Like, I'm writing the same three things, so I should know better.
Yeah. So I started, just because of Heather's deep dive call, I started tracking, like, when I'm doing my discovery worksheets, when I'm having the overeats. And so I feel like maybe that'll help me do them more, you know, regularly, the whole entire thing, to get to the bottom of it. And I know MJ has said that for her, she wrote like 30 discovery worksheets and it was like, my shoulder hurts. Like, and she just kept writing it, and then just one day it hit. So there's a part of my brain that's also like, well, I just need to do this because I'm trusting in the process. But I do still have thoughts about it sometimes, where it's like, how many times am I going to write that, you know, I have stress at work and I think to myself, ooh, I should eat.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that falls into the category of, like, not a very helpful question. Like, your brain just asks these unhelpful questions sometimes, because your brain is probably like, a million, you're going to have to do these discovery worksheets a million times and you probably still won't get it, right?
Fair point.
So let's work on that thought. Like, oh, okay. Like, I still, like, you know, I'm writing the same three things over and over. I would love to hear everybody's ideas in the chat for how we can switch up that thought, how we can wiggle out of it a little bit, so that it's a little bit more helpful. Like, oh, I'm writing the same three things over and over.
So I could think it's good that I have patterns that I can explore.
Mm. That could be one, like, oh, if I'm writing the same three things, clearly there's a pattern a pattern here for me to learn from.
Right.
Like there's a pattern here that I can learn from if I'm writing the same things over and over. This is an opportunity to like learn more.
Oh, like, I like
what the pattern is now. Like I know what the pattern is.
Yeah.
Now what's my next step?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm hoping that by tracking it, it's going to give me some clarity or shed some light on it. This is an opportunity. I love that. This is an opportunity to figure it out. Because that definitely feels a little bit less shamey and a little bit less like, duh, like, stop doing this.
Yeah. Somebody else in the chat said, I write the same things over and over too, but then I don't do anything with the information. So maybe I should be saying, where can I take action? Yeah. It's like, all right, so what's my next step? Now that I've uncovered a pattern here, what can I try? Can I go to ask coaches? Can I, you know, go to a coaching call and bring this information and see, you know, where I can get help? Can I go to my accountability group? Can I go seek a resource? You know, how can I try something here?
Yeah, that's super helpful. That definitely, I mean, it just, yeah, it totally took a lot of the heat in my face away. Just changing that one thing.
What's the pattern that you said? You said it was around work?
Yeah, so I'm a nurse, so I work in kind of a stressful environment and we'll be really, really, really busy doing something. And it's almost like you don't have a minute to catch a breath.
I already know what your next step is, Wendy.
Yes, please tell
hearing
me.
It like when you said like the first three words, here's what your next step is. Your next step is to rewrite your whole story around work. The way you're describing work right now.
Yeah.
Is not helpful. Like it's just causing you to feel stressful. And when you feel stressful, what happens? Then we get an urge and we want to eat when we're not hungry. Like you want to cope with food, right?
Right. But like we're putting kids that are dying on ECMO. Like it is extremely stressful. Mm-hmm. Like it's just such a high intensity, stressful hour and a half. And then afterwards, like when I'm done with work, then it's like, whoo. Like, I need to find a better way to process that.
I think there's a way for you to.
I love what I do.
Yeah, I think there's totally a way for you to respect the nature of the work that you do.
Like, right.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
And for you to, like, kind of rewrite it as, you know, you're the hero of the story. Like, you're
showing up. Oh, heck yeah, no. I am. I'm a badass. I am an amazing. Exactly. I've been doing this for 30 plus years, so I love what I do. But it's that back end when it's done that I definitely think I am needing to find a different way to process that.
I think feeling your feelings, yeah.
Because I don't feel like sad about it. I don't feel angry. Like I just feel like a little tightness in my chest, right? Like a little, and then I get home and some people drink. I guess I just eat. I don't know. I guess I just need to work on that. And then I'm also exhausted when I get home because I work nights. So I'm usually like eat, go to bed, which is not great. So I need to look at that.
Your next step is. Yeah, definitely write and ask coaches or come to a coaching call on that. If we can.
Yep. I will rewrite that too. I'm going to rewrite myself as the hero too. Okay, thank you so much.
So glad I could help. Okay, we're going to do a couple more and then we're going to do breakout rooms for the last 15 minutes. So I'm going to go, if you want to work on your thoughts, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll see how many more people we can do in the next few minutes. Okay, Callie.
Hi. I have some of the thoughts that we've already addressed, so we can skip over those. But I identified dread, shame, and resistance, specifically around the fact that I feel dread writing it down because I feel like if I don't acknowledge what I did, it didn't happen, which is complete bullshit. But that's where my brain goes, where I'm like, no, it didn't happen. And then I gloss over at the end of the week, if I have like a gain or whatever, I gloss over the things that I didn't do correctly. And I think, oh, I had such a great week. What happened? And I have been doing the discovery worksheets, and I have been finding that I primarily eat off plan or overeat. Usually it's just an off plan eat when I'm tired. And I know that that is my circumstance, and I have yet to find a way to break out of the habit of going for food when all I really need to do is just go take a nap.
Yeah. So what's your circumstance? Feeling tired?
Yeah, usually. That's, I mean, I looked at all of my, oh, that's a feeling?
Yeah. Feeling tired. Yeah. Okay, so, and you said you gloss over. Why are you glossing over?
Probably that works into the shame of feeling like I did something wrong.
Yeah. So the thought is something like, yeah, I did something wrong. And then you feel shame. And then when you're feeling shame around that, what you do or don't do is like you gloss over at the end of the week. You gloss over like kind of what went wrong.
Yep.
And you, okay. So what's the thought that you're wanting to work on? Is it around the glossing over and that little thing feel do, or is it around the feeling tired and
that thing? Well, probably glossing over, mainly because with the tired, I know what I should do and I can identify, like, I'm just tired. I just need to break the habit of going for food instead of going to bed. But the glossing over part, that I have not been working on at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now the thought is, you said you're feeling shame. Mm-hmm. Is that the thought that's...
I mean, usually it's shame or disappointment.
Okay. Yeah, we're kind of working backwards on this one. So you gave me like the do part of the think, feel, do. You said you're glossing over. That's what you're doing or you're not doing. And you're doing that because you're feeling shame or disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And then why are you feeling shame or disappointment?
Well, because I didn't follow through on what I had planned, or I made a decision that I knew wasn't going to get me where I want to be, but I chose it anyway.
That's the thought we need to work on. I made a decision that I knew wouldn't get me to where I want to be. No wonder you feel shame or disappointed in yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So how can we work on that thought, you guys? If you have any ideas for this one, put it in the chat. How do you think we can work on this one? How can we start to wiggle on it? How can we thought switch it? Do you have any ideas? Like, what is anything coming to mind for you, Callie?
I mean, I guess the main thing that I've been doing when I have those feelings is I've been journaling them down, just so that I could identify what it is versus, again, just putting it in a box in my mind and be like, that's that problem over here. So I've been attempting to address it that way, but I really don't know. That's where I'm struggling, is I don't know what else I should be doing.
Yeah. Someone in the chat said, like, you could really just neutralize it and just be like, I made a decision. You could even use the one from earlier, like, I made a different decision. I wonder why. You can even keep your original thought, like, oh, I made a decision that isn't going to get me to where I want to be, and it's okay.
Okay.
Because from there, it can even lead you on to, you know, like, failing is a part of the process. Eating off plan is a part of the process. Having overeat sometimes is a part of the process.
Okay.
We're supposed to.
I guess I have to just be comfortable with that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's another great thought.
That's a little difficult for me to feel comfortable with failing.
Why?
That's not my personality.
We're learning how to be comfortable with failure.
Okay.
The better I get at failure, the more comfortable I feel with failure, the more weight I'm going to lose. There's going to be failure along the way, you guys. We may as well learn how to be comfortable from it, comfortable with it, and not make it mean something terrible about yourself. That's why you're not wanting to feel uncomfortable, or comfortable with it. That's why you're not wanting to, that's why it feels like this bad thing, because you're making it mean something about you.
Okay.
It's not. It's just a part of the process. Whenever a scientist goes and does an experiment and the experiment blows up or he got his hypothesis wrong, he doesn't go and make it mean something terrible about himself. Like, oh, there's just a different solution here. There's a different, my hypothesis was wrong. Let me come up with a different one. Let me try something else. If we step into that curious mindset, the scientist, then it's just oh, okay. This isn't working. What else can I try? I made a different choice. I wonder why. It's just teaching.
Actually, that is a very helpful way of thinking about it. Yes.
Yeah.
I was not thinking about it that way.
So any of those thoughts could be more helpful than that. Oh, I made a different decision. That's not going to get me to where I want to be. That's just, it's very just judgmental on yourself. It's not you being kind to yourself. It's not really helping you in any way, right? You're not getting to learn from it. So
no, I am not.
Yeah. So you're learning how to be comfortable with failure, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I like how you took a few seconds to say yes on it, but we're getting there. I can see. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Callie.
Thanks.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and do 15 minutes of breakout. If you don't want to participate, that's completely fine. You can go ahead and go. We're not going to do anything after that. After the breakout is done, I'll just go ahead and dismiss you guys. But this is a great opportunity for you to chat with your fellow NOBS women, connect with them, get to know them, and work on this thinking stuff together, right? Share your facts, share your thoughts, and work on creating more helpful, kind thinking for your weight loss journey. So if you want to stick around for that, I'm going to go ahead and set up the breakout rooms. And if you want to skip it, that's fine too. So let me go ahead and get that set up, and then we will dismiss. Thank you guys so much for coming by. This was really great. You guys asked some really wonderful, helpful questions for everybody, I think. Okay, let me go ahead and do this. Okay. Okay, so I've already got that going. Let me set our timer. I'm going to put 12 minutes on it so we don't run over too long. You should have gotten a little pop-up to join a breakout room. You can either join it or you can leave the call if you're not wanting to do it today.
Okay, let me go ahead. Okay, it looks like everybody's coming back in. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss, but right before I do that, I saw a really great comment in the chat. I think it's a great question. I think it would help a lot of you. So I just want to quickly give my take on it before we go. So Nancy in the chat said, I get that, but the behavior is based on something I did. So it's hard to disassociate myself from the equation of blame, right? Sometimes this feels like a lot of us, like we go through this, right? And this is what I would offer. If this is you, if it feels hard to disassociate from blame, to not blame yourself, to not feel guilty or anything like that, your new thought could be, I'm just open to thinking about this in a new way. Sometimes that's all we can, that's like our baby step thought. I'm just open to thinking of this in a new way. And that also gets you curious. It at least gets you open. And like listening to other ways to think about this, you know, and maybe just a little bit at a time, but sometimes that's all we need is just to be a little bit open for us to be able to eventually wiggle into a new thought, like, oh, it's, you know, I'm not a failure. You know, this wasn't something bad about me. Like it was just a different choice. So that's what I wanted to offer there. Thank you guys so much for coming by and joining me for this call. If you still have any questions about the discovery worksheets, then definitely check out the resources that I put in the chat. I'll put them in there one more time. And you also have Ask Coaches. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful weekend.